The Being Boss book is officially available for pre-order.
And you can buy it wherever books are sold.
Let us know that you bought it and we'll send you some goodies. Just go to beingboss.club/book for more details.
This mini-sode of Being Boss is brought to you by 2020, where creative entrepreneurs get inspiring photos. If you're looking for authentic images to illustrate all of the hard work you've been putting in lately, 2020 has millions of real-world photos proven to help you tell a more engaging story, whether that's on social media, your blog, or your website. And they're all available under a simple, royalty-free license. 2020 is partnering with Being Boss to support all the creative bosses and is offering you a 7 days, 5 photo free trial. That's a 7 day access to license 5 photos for free. To start your trial now, go to 2020.com/beingboss. That's the word 20, then 20.com/beingboss to get 5 free photos.
Hey bosses, Emily here. We've talked a lot about defining success here on the Being Boss podcast, but as with most things in business, the way you define success and your very definition of success changes as you grow within your business and as a human being. You know me as the person who is very metrics and numbers focused when it comes to setting goals. And that's true to some degree, but I've been doing a lot of work over the past couple of years on defining success for myself and setting some of those bigger, dreamier goals in a way that isn't so concrete and leaves room for the unexpected. I chat a bit about this in my interview this week over on the Proof to Product podcast, a weekly podcast for product-based business owners hosted by Katie Hunt, founder of Trade Show Bootcamp. Here's a clip from our conversation.
Speaking of success, how do you define success in your business and with the Being Boss brand? What does that look for like for you? Because everyone does define it differently.
I love this question because I'm in a place where maybe I'm getting older and wiser. I'm not sure. Or maybe I'm just losing my mind. We'll see. Where I find myself doing the weird thing of completely trying to release all expectations of what could happen. Because one of the things that I've found throughout this process of life, of building all of the things, is that quite often I will box myself in with my goals. Where like I set goals, whereas I probably could have done better if I hadn't limited myself by what I expected to happen. So one of the things that I've been focusing on quite a bit over the past several months, and maybe this is even like a result of writing this damn book of like, yeah, I've really just grown beyond it in whatever way, where I really just want to focus on feeling how I want to feel. Mm-hmm. And not defining what exactly that needs to look like. And maybe that's a slippery slope. You know, in 6 months, if I'm like the crazy cat lady who is just like really happy, you know, petting her cats, then we all know that maybe this wasn't the best choice for me. But showing up consistently and doing the work for me is, you know, how you get there. My day to day, I like to focus on, you know, freedom and feeling confident in what I'm doing, like all those core values that are really important to me. And that's very different day to day. Some mm-hmm. days that looks like me coming in and busting out my to-do list and then being free of it for, you know, 12 hours or whatever. Other days is saying to hell with my to-do list. I'm going to go to lunch and yoga and then just see what ends up coming out of it. So day to day, my success looks like doing whatever I want to do, but also being super productive while I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of just like visioning ahead, I just want to feel creatively fulfilled, happy, safe, and like I like help the world heal in mm-hmm. some way or the other. And I don't know what that looks like. Maybe that looks like 18 more books. Maybe that looks like, you know, building a like personal and home goods company that, you know, serves and, you know, makes everyone's homes more happy. I don't know exactly what it looks like yet. I just know what it feels like.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. And I love how it encompasses all aspects of your life too.
Yes. And that's absolutely something that I've found on this Being Boss journey And what has really guided me into it, I'm sure, is I always get really sad for people who hate their job mm-hmm. and then therefore hate their life.
Yeah.
Like I would rather spend my effort doing work that I super enjoy that feeds into a life that I enjoy even more than my work mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, any other scenario. So for me, it all is the same thing. I work so that I can live. And I live so that I can bring that creative awesomeness to my work. And the two are not separate, but together. And I have to work at both with the same amount of effort. So I want to take a few minutes here to expand on this idea of getting away from your attachment to a specific outcome when you're defining what success looks like for you or even when setting certain goals, because I'm totally in this right now and I've had this conversation with a couple of people and I need to share it with you as well. In this episode of Proof to Product, Katie and I focused on bringing your personal values into the work that you do and why it's such an important practice for not only creative entrepreneurs, but we also reflected for a moment on how important it is for every company and organization to have a strong sense of values. Values in your business not only help you feel good and aligned with what it is that you're doing, but they also help you make decisions, which we absolutely know that you guys certainly struggle with. As Kathleen and I have been diving more into preparing for our book launch and preparing some of our content for various marketing efforts and speaking gigs, we've been coming back to this exercise of finding your values. It's one of our most foundational exercises because it acts as a guiding light for making decisions in your business and really gets under what I mean when I'm talking about defining success without getting attached to a specific outcome. For example, three of my core values are freedom, confidence, and creativity. When I really think about it, success for me is when all of those values are fulfilled in what I'm doing and my work in life. And guys, that can look like anything. So let's lay this out. If I'm attached to this vision of success where, let's say, completely hypothetically here, that our book is a bestseller and creates positive changes in the lives of bosses all over the world. In this dreamy hypothetical, also what happens is that it's such a bestseller that Kathleen and I are invited on Oprah, and then maybe we get our own TV show so that we can continue to spread the boss message. In a lot of ways, that feels really right. But if that's my idea of what success is, then that's the only path in which I can achieve success. If that's all I'm holding in my mind as I'm moving forward. And what happens if I get to that point and I've checked it off as this is what success looks like to me box, but I actually find that I'm not truly fulfilling my values of freedom, confidence, and creativity for one reason or another. At that point, I haven't really found success based on what I value. Instead of going at success in that way, it's important to define my success starting with my values. It's a little more vague, but it might look like absolutely anything as long as I'm feeling free, confident, and creative. It's less about those concrete definitions and more about creating the feelings that I want. There are so many possible paths, and at this point in my boss journey, I'm leaving my options open while still holding my values super close. Success could look like something I can't even imagine, and if I'm only focused on TV shows or hanging out with Oprah as my definition of success, I'm closing myself off to other potential outcomes that could align with my values just as much, if not better. So there you have it, the next phase of goal setting and defining success. I do believe that as a baby boss, hardcore metrics and getting crystal clear on what you want is how you flex your muscles for doing the work and seeing the rewards that it reaps. But once you've proven that you can define and make it do, working for what you want becomes less about finitely defining and more about just focusing on a feeling and seeing where the work takes you. It takes a huge dose of trust in the process, which again is a muscle you have to flex. Even as I imagine possible scenarios and outcomes that would feel successful to me as I'm making decisions in my business to get me to my place of success, I'm not doing it in a way where I'm questioning, does this get me one step closer to an interview with Oprah? Instead, I'm checking in. Does this make me feel free, confident, and creative? I'll never find myself in a place where I thought success would be found just to find out that I was working for the wrong thing. And that feels pretty boss. If you're unsure as to what your values are, check out the values exercise from the Being Boss book, which you can now order wherever books are sold. You can also head over to beingboss.club/values to pinpoint your own values and share them with your tribe. And that's all I have for you today. Go check out my full episode on Proof to Product at www.prooftoproduct.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, excuse me while I pause us here and let you in on the exciting news. The Being Boss book is about to hit the shelves of a bookstore near you. Kathleen and I have taken years of conversations between ourselves and those we've had with experts and industry leaders here on the Being Boss podcast and have distilled them down into what we've found makes you boss into a book that you can read, hold in your hands, and share with a friend.
And we'd be lying if we didn't admit that we have a big dream with this book. We want it to be a bestseller. We want every creative in the world to cultivate the confidence it takes to take control of their work and make money doing what they love so they can live life on their own terms. That's what our book is here to do, and we need your help to make it happen.
If you want to dive into the core of what it means to be boss and support us while you do it, it's time for you to pre-order the book. And once you do that, let us know you bought it and we'll send you some goodies. Just go to beingboss.club/book for links to purchase and for more information on how to claim your swag. That's beingboss.club/book. Now, let's get back at it.
This minisode was brought to you by 2020. Check them out at 2020.com/beingboss. That's TWENTY. 20 as in the number .com/beingboss.
Did you like this minisode? Be sure to check us out on our website at beingboss.club. There you can find more from Being Boss, including our full episodes, minisodes, and blog posts. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our mailing list so that you can get access to behind the scenes and exclusive content from Kathleen and myself to help you be more boss in your work and life. Do the work, be boss.